This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on another ILTA Peer Awards podcast for 2020 as we begin to open the nominations process. My name is Beth Ann Stubbe, and I'm the Director of Publications and Press for ILTA. I am joined today and very happily joined by Sherry Kappel. She is the evangelist at Latera and a two-time ILTA Peer Award winner, and really pretty much one of the most innovative people we know. Sherry, thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you, Beth Ann. Thanks for the invitation.
In 2014, you won Innovative Consultant of the Year. And then again, in 2017, you won Innovative Vendor Thought Leader of the Year. Can you talk to me a little bit about how these awards have made a difference in your career and really how you view them together?
It's kind of interesting. I think the backdrop, the scene of the 2014 award was that I was seated at the Latera table and I watched as Deepak Masand, the late Deepak Masand, our CEO, accepted the award for Innovative Vendor Thought Leader. And then I'm at the same table and I win the award for Consultant of the Year. So to be able to, you know, win these two honors together as a company was pretty special. But I can't even describe to you how amazing it was when, you know, I won Deepak's award essentially 3 years later. And it felt very much like I was either carrying on a legacy or certainly holding an award for which I was not worthy in the shadow of him. But the fact is that they were very, both of them were very special for me with that as the context. But I think the thing that tied them together, Beth Ann, was, you know, that classification of innovation. In the one role or the one award, you're focused on the consultative services that you deliver and how innovative you are in those. And for me, it was, you know, a number of services that I had designed and developed, working to help people earn their certified information professional certification from the AIM organization. And then also services I was doing even at the time around Office, innovating everyone's Office desktop implementations. Something that, you know, there can be an unfortunate habit that we run into, right? Where we do it the same way we did the last yes. time and we don't take advantage of the new version.
Of course.
And then you catapult forward to, you know, something that is in some ways more impactful to a broader base of thought leadership around innovation. And I was involved in a number of product innovations that earned that award for me that year. And I think about it from several perspectives. One, when I won the second award in 2017, to me, it was like a ceiling crashing moment where you really did go through the ceiling with it. Because up until that moment, Beth Ann, did you know that no one had won that award who wasn't a CEO of an organization?
I didn't know that. That's pretty incredible.
It is. And it was, like I said, I don't know if you call it ceiling crashing, but ceiling busting anyway. and it to me, hopefully sent the sign to everyone, something that I have believed forever. And that's that everyone has the power to innovate. Everyone has the skills to innovate. Everyone has that opportunity to be enthusiastic about some set of endeavors that collectively everyone benefits from. You don't have to be the CEO of an organization to qualify. You simply have to have the passion and the drive and again, the bringing together of all these diverse perspectives, whether it's around services or whether it's around products, to really qualify to apply. And I think that's the thing I would want everyone to take away is don't discount yourself. Right? Don't discount yourself.
No, we're saying, you know, people are award worthy.
That they are. And recognition worthy as well. And sadly, sometimes, and I think that this might actually start to explain why there was such a preponderance of CEOs, and that is that they were more visible, right? And there is just something that was fantastic about making visible some things within that particular process that, you know, earned me that award and made, I would hope, a whole legion of other innovators, you know, making them more visible too.
Can you talk to me a little bit about the award review process, your interview, and how you felt the process really kind of brought to light, really, that ceiling crashing?
So I'm not going to speak about the moment of those, because at any kind of judging process or review process or, you know, collective group interviewing you process is a little fraught at the time, right? With nerve-wracking of fear and such. But the thing I will tell you, if it was my younger self I was talking to today, what I would say to you is, those reviews, that judging process, that conversation you had with an entirely different cast of people than those with whom you had delivered the services or delivered the innovations as a product, honestly, the process was fantastic because it allowed you to share with renewed enthusiasm, with renewed dimensions. You got to share with them something you were clearly excited about, but they gave it such an added dimension, you know, the questions that they asked or the insights that they provided. And being able to do that, if you look at your review process as that, a completely new audience with whom you can be enthusiastic about something, honestly, that's the way you should approach that process, I think. Not going to say that I did when I went through it, but I have learned and realized that that's exactly what that opportunity was. And it was such a growth opportunity for me. You know, I got to meet people that I didn't necessarily encounter otherwise. And we know that networking within the ILTA community is just the icing on the cake and cherry on top. And for that, I was really grateful.
I think it probably would feed into a bunch of other, you know, relevant pieces of their career growth. That application process is an interesting one, and we're really excited for people to continue to apply. Why do you think people should apply either and nominate themselves, nominate a coworker, or nominate someone else in the legal tech industry for an ILTA Peer Award?
I think because at its core and at its heart, it's a process that is storytelling. And when you are able to holistically describe how you've come to be qualified for this particular award, whatever ones you're applying for, honestly, it's storytelling. And so when you get to tell your story with all of the passion and perhaps some of the challenges that you were able to overcome, honestly, it is dress rehearsal for every single day of your career. And so I think that's one reason why, but I think the second reason why is that, especially in the role of innovation awards, I would think it applies in other cases too, but especially notably in innovation. Unfortunately, innovation is this sort of pre-creation kind of approach, right? It doesn't exist per se. Maybe something about it does exist, but it's certainly not as effective as it could be. But the point is, it's something that hasn't happened yet, right? And so sometimes those stories, unfortunately, don't become fully visible for, you know, a good 3 years or so. And so as a consequence, when you take an approach around those kinds of awards, you get to make it visible. And I think you get to make it more valuable for yourself and for others too. And because, again, otherwise, very few people are aware of an innovation. It's always a little bit under the radar until it becomes. Does that make sense?
It does. I think it's that germination process from start of the idea, the rumination, the innovation process to when you get your award.
Yeah. And I think that the awards were, as I said, so meaningful for me for so many different reasons. And I also have to say that, and I've heard this from other award winners as well, that generally speaking, what you win the award for, it doesn't represent what you did in the year 2020. It recognizes literally everything you did to get to the year 2020 to achieve that end. And so I wouldn't time bind it as much as it might appear. That will be the year of the award that you've received, but it may not necessarily be the award just for what you did in that year. It's for everything you did up to that point, right? And I think that making that awareness visible is also another attribute of the process.
Sherry, thank you so much for joining me. I'm thrilled for the awards to open this year. We open on May 12th. We are ILTA award worthy, and we have individual awards along with business partner, legal organization, and we have some recognition lists. And if you're lucky, just like Sherry, you might be able to win twice.
Thank you, Beth Ann. It's been an honor.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.